We're learning the laws of Hilchos Shabbos, and we're up to Simon Reish Mem Hei, which discusses the laws of Amir L'Akum. Today I'd like to discuss for a few moments that we have when it comes to a business, in the event that a person has a business partnership with a non-Jew. I'd like to read, starting off in English over here, from the Sefer of the 39 Melachos, and then I'll share with you what's found in the Shulchan Aruch regarding this topic. It says, in instances where a Jew and non-Jew are partners in a business, allowing the non-Jew to run the business on Shabbos is similarly forbidden because each party to the partnership is responsible to the other. The non-Jew's work on Shabbos would be directly on behalf of his Jewish co-owner, which would of course be equivalent to a Amir L'Akum. So there's an issue of having a partner who's not Jewish who would do the work for you on Shabbos while you're in shul. And then it says a very strict paragraph. He says, arranging to alternate exclusive work days, the non-Jew would be assigned Shabbos for all work and income, while the Jew would be assigned Sunday, would not provide a viable halachic solution because the non-Jew is still technically responsible to the partnership owned by the Jew and vice versa. We're going to discuss that in a moment, that there's certainly a way around that. In summary, as long as there is a legal partnership, any malacha or Shabbos prohibition that the non-Jew does for the business is tantamount to him performing it at the behest of his Jewish partner and is therefore considered Amir L'Akum. Big problem. Moreover, if the business employs hourly workers who are paid from the business's general account, the work of the non-Jewish employees is equivalent to Amir L'Akum on behalf of the Jewish co-owner. So there's big problems of having a partnership with non-Jewish people who are working for you, working on Shabbos. But then you have this little paragraph, and then we'll continue. There are contractual arrangements which can be used to solve the halachic problems facing business partnerships of this sort. And he says in parentheses, in costly situations. However, this requires the special guidance of a qualified halachic authority. So let's become qualified halachic authorities. It says in Simon Reish Mem Hei, Yisrael Ben Yehudi, if you have a Jew and a non-Jew that are partners, how are they supposed to conduct themselves on Shabbos? So the Mechaber starts off saying, Yisrael v'eni Yehudi sheishlehem sada. Let's say you have partnerships, they own a field together. O tanur, merchatz, richayim, shomayim, b'shutvus. Some type of object that moves, or a bathhouse of some sort, a water mill. O sheheim, Shutofin b'chanus b'schol. They have a business, they have a storefront, and it's a partnership. So this is what the Mechaber says. This is one way around it. Im hisnu mitchila, on the onset, if they would have made the following condition stipulation, upon the incorporation of their corporation, if they would say, b'shoshavo l'shtatef, when they would come together, shihu skar ha-shamas l'en Yehudi l'vado, that whatever benefits and whatever profits are made on Shabbos goes to the non-Jew. It doesn't matter if he absorbs losses, those are his losses. If it's harbe, if he makes a lot on Saturday, that's good for him. And also the arrangement was that you would receive, as the Jewish person, so it's fair, a different day, let's say a Sunday, which is maybe a busy day, or any day of the week, that you would be able to receive all the rewards, all the profits, and the losses. So therefore, originally, when you create the partnership, what ends up happening is that on Saturday, you've removed yourself from any relationship or connection to the business, and therefore it's no longer an issue of Amir L'Akum. In that situation, it would be mutar, be permissible. V'im lo hisnu b'tchil, if you didn't do so, kishiyavo l'chal, when you would divide up your profits, notal any hudi skar hashabasos kulam. What would end up happening is the only way around it. The non-Jew would take all the profits that happened on all the Saturdays, vashar cholkim oso, and everything else is divided up. So you wouldn't be able to make the stipulation afterwards that you get the profits of Monday or whatever, because it has to be done at the time of the incorporation. V'imlo hoya skar hashabas yadua. Let's say you don't know how much you made on they make on that one particular day on Shabbos. Yitol any Yehudi levado shvius haskar. He takes automatically 1/7 of all the profits. The cholkim hashar. Then the less, the rest, which is the 6/7. So you would divide that up equally. So the any Yehudi, the non-Jew, actually walks away doing pretty well. And this is not only a situation in which is referring to a person who owns a business. It was brought down by Rav Moshe Zitzal. He was asked a question when it comes also to owning shares of stock. And the question, if a person has a majority ownership of a company in which they have rights to be able to make certain decisions and power to be able to implement certain things, it's an issue for that place to be opened on Shabbos, even though you don't really have anything to do with it, you just own shares of stock. Therefore, he says, if you have a minority ownership, it's not an issue. Even though you really are a partner, holding shares of stock, you are a partial owner of a company, and therefore you own some of the company, and there are non-Jews that own the company, and that company is open on Shabbos. But it's not considered to be, even though it's halachically in business that you have you're an owner, when it comes to actual halacha, it's not considered to be the same thing as this type of ownership. It's more considered to be an investment. Unless the person has a majority ownership, which they can make certain decisions, then it's not an issue. But a person who does have majority ownership certainly does have to question, ask a halachic authority whether that business is allowed to be open on Shabbos. Now also, it's worthwhile noting that all these heterim are only referring to a non-Jew. In fact, the Mechaber says that Hecha Shehistu Bechila, let's say you made this stipulation, Imachachach B'Shas Chaluka Nisrat Eni Yehudi Lachach B'Shav Mutar. The non-Jew, if he wants, he can divide it up equally. He has certain abilities to make these choices. Now, certainly, and this we'll conclude with, does not mean, let's say a person is a partner with a Jew, and it happens to be your Jewish partner, says, you know what, I'm not Shomer Shabbos, let me run the business and it's not going to be a problem, don't worry about it, that's a huge problem. The only heter in which you would certainly have to ask to make sure that it's being drawn up and everything was done properly is only in a situation where the partner is not Jewish. In the event that the partner is in fact Jewish but not Shomer Shabbos, there is absolutely no right whatsoever to allow that person to do malacha for you, because that's what ends up happening, he's doing work for you, and therefore, again, in that situation, you would certainly be advised to make sure that your store on Shabbos is closed.